Gabriel and Ariel looked at each other across the dining room table. Gabriel finally broke the silence and told her about the threat to their parents and why they couldn't go to the police. Ariel stared at him as though he'd lost his mind, her eyes widening in disbelief. "It's your accident. You're still..." She made a whirly movement with her forefinger at the side of her head. "I'm telling you the truth," he protested. "No, you're not. You're lying. Why do they want to hurt Mum and Dad? Gabriel, I'm scared. Please, let's call the police." Walking around the table, he crouched down and gently took her hand. "They want to hurt Mum and Dad to make me help them." "But why?" Ariel wailed. "What can you do? You're 13. You're just my stupid brother." She bit her lip to stop the tears. Gabriel smiled up at his little sister. "She was normally so tough. Because I can do this." Gabriel stood up and spotted a box of tissues across the room. With nothing more than a tiny glance, he made the tissues float in mid-air a meter above it. Ariel snatched a breath as the box drifted across the room and landed neatly on the table in front of her. Eyes wide, she helped herself to a tissue as if she was in a trance. She looked back at her brother. Gabriel was now 7 feet tall. A force field formed a halo around his body, and his eyes flashed unearthly rays. The force field hummed slightly and reflected in the polished surface of the dining table. Ariel stared at him long and hard. For a moment, she couldn't speak. "Cool," she said, eventually. "That's really cool. Okay, Smarty Pants," she added, grinning. "What else can you do?"